Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell
or hell. Lemon face. Lemon face. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 172. This is Jorge.
This is Matt.
And Alia visiting again.
Yay! It's becoming a normal thing now.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it.
Yeah, it's fun.
No Rhett tonight.
Bring her along as my attempt to not have to have a direct one-on-one conversation.
Your carer.
Yeah. She needs to explain things to me, calm me down sometimes.
Rhett tonight. He's dealing with a work issue. With a troublesome resident this evening.
Mm. We all know about that.
Hmm? Yeah, he'll probably tell us a story next week. I actually went to his sober living center. And when I showed up, he was saying that there was a guy upstairs packing up and throwing up all over the place because he had relapsed, and they basically have like a one strike, you're done kind of deal. So Jesus. I was like, damn, that's fucking gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, it seems kind of counterproductive, like it wouldn't help him all that much. Oh, you fucked up.
Well, they're supposed to be sober by the time they get there. You know, this is post-recovery for them. But, I mean, the way he explains it, you know, they're always alcoholics and they're always, they're always
if you have an addiction, you're always going to have that addiction.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
I'm sure he'll tell us a story next week.
Staying off it.
Probably. So what's up?
Whole lot of nothing, man. You want me to go through the list? Clinicals, work, school.
It's the gym. Same shit every time.
Yeah.
Same shit every time. I actually like,
basically I'm doing a lot more dishes.
Yep.
Mm.
Which
is cool.
Heaven smiled upon me because Alia went out with some girlfriends for some events over the weekend. I actually got to play a little bit of Dead by Daylight.
Mm-hmm. Heaven smiled on me. You fuck.
I would have been playing in the morning anyway.
I only did that when Jazzy was there.
Oh my God. Just because Jazzy's there, it's okay. It's like, you're still, I mean, he feels like he makes me watch him.
Yeah.
And, but literally, so just another person being there means you're not making me watch it, even though I'm sitting in the living room watching you guys. Better,
you're otherwise distracted with somebody else in the house.
Better ways to spend our time together. Like watching a show together.
Yeah.
Watching some shit movie.
Yeah. I watched a couple of those. I watched this movie called Minutes to Midnight. Remember when I was like, oh man, I've had this trailer open on my desktop for like 3 weeks. I keep forgetting to watch it. I just went in and watched it. Oh, it was bad.
Yeah.
Like I could not be paid to give a shit about that movie. I just kept picking up my phone. It was like one of those things where it's like, no, I'm going to put this down and watch this. And suddenly it's in your phone again, in your hand again. You're like, what the fuck? How'd you get there?
you're like, damn, there's nothing good on Reddit. And you're like, wait a second, I'm watching a movie.
It's kind of
like that moment when you close Reddit and then immediately open it up again. And you're like, fuck, I was just here.
I've been browsing for 2 hours. Maybe there's something new. it had Richard Grieco as a sheriff with like long hair. He looked more like a vagrant than a sheriff.
Anything with Richard Grieco is automatically a nay for me.
See, it made me want to watch If Looks Could Kill.
That is a good movie.
I saw that movie in theaters with my grandma.
I saw that in theater with a group of friends, I think in Santee.
I did not get any of those references or jokes when I was younger, but now...
Them suction cup boots, man.
Those were rad. I wanted those so bad when I was a kid. But the movie had a good amount of blood. But other than that, like, there was just nothing worthwhile.
Okay.
And I watched 14 Cameras, which was the sequel to 13 Cameras.
Has there been 12 sequels to this movie?
Nope. Just the one.
Just the one?
Just the one. They started at 13. It gave them more credibility. I mean, if you've seen 13 Cameras, you've seen 14 Cameras.
I love it.
It's awful.
The main dude is like super creepy and he walks around with his mouth open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really liked his acting. But other than that, like, there was boobs galore.
Okay, but, I'm into that. mostly.
Wait, was there? I don't remember. I don't think there was.
Oh my God, that's a really bad sign. He just watched this movie. Like, he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. No, it was like two days ago.
That's fucked.
It was like, there weren't, because they were supposed to be all underage. That's why.
Oh my God,
that sucked. But that Minutes to Midnight again, I just remembered. It's got the worst Baldwin in it. The Billy Baldwin? Danny. No.
Dave,
is there a Danny? Is there a Dave Baldwin?
There's a David Baldwin, right? I don't know.
No. Billy Baldwin, the one that was in those hockey movies, and I think he found Jesus or something. I don't know. But he's the one that's not good.
I know who you're talking about.
The only one that's good is Alec.
Steven has his moments.
There's Alec, Daniel, William, Steven.
Yeah, William. Billy Baldwin. Alec, Daniel, Dan Baldwin. Okay, yeah, I don't know which Baldwin that is. I mean, I know which one the other three are, I think. Wait, Daniel Baldwin. No, I do know Daniel Baldwin.
Okay, I don't know.
Steve? And there's Elizabeth Quechler.
I'm going to have to Quechler, look them up.
Who is also a Baldwin sibling. Whatever. All right.
Yeah.
Did you play anything?
A little bit of Dead by Daylight. That's
we talked about
it.
That. That's right.
That's it.
Alia?
What have I done or seen or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course. You know the drill.
So like the day after I got the text, is like, pick the movie. It was like, first of all, I went really dedicated. I was like, okay, I need some help. So I told Matt.
Research.
So I told Matt, yeah, like classic or modern, you know, just help me like narrow it down a little bit. After that, I'll take from there.
I said, hey, this isn't my pick. I have no say.
Yeah,
in this.
Thanks for fucking being helpful.
Hands up, walk away.
Well, I chewed his ass out and he picked, okay?
Break the wrist, walk away. So you saw that movie that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, no, yeah, like that's kind of what I went with, because after I couldn't pick in the end, like I had a bunch lined up and then I was like, okay, when I didn't pick right away, he sent me the message, hurry the fuck up, and I was just like, fine, and I picked right that like that.
Okay.
But,
well, so we ended up
after,
we ended up at the Blob.
Yeah.
The
day
Blob,
after,
we'll
I was like,
that.
Oh my God, change the movie. We should do Club Dread, because I just really wanted to watch that movie. And that's what we watched this week.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt was like, oh, we should just watch it anyways, and then Club we can Dread. Say something about it.
Club Dread's funny.
I had already forgotten that
awesome.
I watched that.
Yeah.
It is super underrated.
It's rated.
It's rated fairly.
It's fun. I mean, it's a fun movie. It's not their best, but...
what is their best?
Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I agree.
That Willie Nelson cameo at the end.
I don't really
even fucking
like Super Troopers all that much.
Really? I think Super Troopers is great.
Watch Super Troopers 2, too.
Super Troopers.
I think Beer Fest is so much better than any of those.
Yeah.
I
agree.
It's got a
I don't know.
Forte
Club Dread, though, it like hits all the like, it's their slasher movie, right?
Yeah.
It's Broken Lizard slasher.
I thought there was something else that I watched.
I fucking love that movie.
Okay.
Have you watched any of
that? I did. I watched a couple things. So I rewatched recently John Dies at the End. I really
you're the one that was watching it. I'm like, who's using this?
I really like that movie. It's fucking silly as shit.
I didn't.
But there's a lot of stuff in there that's really clever. Like, you know, Paul Giamatti's a really good character actor, and he's really great in the film. I think it's just silly.
You read
it's
the book,
enjoyable,
right?
Yeah.
I did. I read that and the sequel, This Book is Full of Spiders.
Yeah, me too. And they were so good, and that's why the movie just felt very bleh.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
You know what I remember
it's
from the movie?
Fun.
The dick doorknob.
Yep.
That's it. That's
the big old dick doorknob.
I'm like, man, the mall was such like a huge part of the book. Why are they not focusing more on the mall? And
well, I mean, it's hard. It would be such a hard book to condense into a movie. They had to.
Without a big budget, too.
Yeah.
Or without it being 2.5-3 hours long.
Or without being good. I also
make it two movies. Shit.
I also rewatched Monster with...
I watched that Charlize like Theron. 2 weeks ago.
Wait, what? What did you say?
With Charlize Theron.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yeah.
I watched that like 2 weeks ago.
What did you think?
I love it.
It's really good.
I mean, I've liked it all along. Remember I was talking about it and I was like, all she wanted was to be loved. Fuck you, Christina Ricci. She would have done anything for you. But then like I realized that that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to like her life to have meaning and to you know, give that up for love. And that was,
you know, really Charlize sweet. Theron gets a lot of shit about, like, you know, all you got to do is make yourself ugly and then you'll win an Oscar.
Yeah.
But dude, she fucking,
she made herself real damn ugly.
She,
it's because she was the OG, you know, that did that. Well, not really, but like at the time it hadn't been done for a while. And
she's fucking incredible in that movie, man. Just yeah. from the get go, when like, when the get go, the get go, just the opening scenes of, like, you know, I know it's not Charlize Theron in the very beginning, but like as it sort of turns into Eileen Wuornos as like a grown up, it's fucking incredible, man. Such a good movie.
Yeah. And I mean, she really threw herself into that role too. I mean, just her little, what do you call them, like tics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
She plays crazy real well.
Didn't even mind that it was over 2 hours long, I think.
That's surprising.
Yeah. It's good. You keep my attention. You give me shit to snack on. Like, I'll sit through the whole meal. I'll be there. I'll do it. I haven't tried Die Hard yet, but that's a long ass meal.
And half Christmas passed. We can't even watch it for half Christmas.
Nope. You're done.
Watch Damn. It anytime, though.
What a shame.
I'm still cranking my way through Hollow Knight. Still good.
I watched Jurassic Park last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
The original?
Yeah. It's on Netflix right now, so. Fucking
good movie, man.
I can't remember what
it was, dude. The music. Holy fuck.
Yeah, dude. That score is an unbelievable piece of, like,
score.
An unbelievable piece of score. Yeah, but that's it. No, it was a slow week. It's been a lot of family stuff this week, yeah. So. I watched two movies, a lot of Handmaid's Tale, and that's basically it.
Are you on the second season yet?
No, not yet.
We haven't even started the second season.
I'm watching some stupid fucking kung fu show from, what is it, AMC? It's an AMC yeah. show. It's called Into the Badlands on Netflix also cool. right now.
I only saw like it's really violent. First 15 minutes
Super
or so.
Super violent.
Nice. It's pretty that sounds fucking like fun.
Sweet. Bloody.
Well, we've come to this week again. Mm-hmm. It's Comic-Con week.
God damn it. Yep. I'm not even really going to do it this year. I'm going to do up the things I got to do.
Which is?
You know, like certain things that I don't want to spoil yet, just in case they don't happen. You know, sometimes interviews fall through, testing doesn't happen, blah, blah, blah.
But, I mean, what?
So I don't want to announce.
You're even keeping stuff secret from me.
Girl, you don't got to know everything about my life. It's my body. I'll do what I want.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah, but we get to go see the Aquabats.
We do get to go see the Aquabats. I'm so tight. Stoked for that. And bonus, it's going to be Micah's first show.
You're going to have to get him. So you probably have those big-ass ear things.
Yeah. I think he's going to be stoked.
It'll be a fun show, especially if he could watch. Do they still make Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yes, he's watched Yo Gabba Gabba.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was trying to explain it to Ronnie. I was like, it's basically like the ska version of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah.
And I think he'll enjoy it. And he likes ska. Like, I'm not one of those fucking...
He likes ska.
I'm not one of those parents who's like, you're going to listen to the Police, kid, because, you know, that's yeah. all I want you to listen. No, I basically, my entire music...
You're like, yo, I hope you like Save Ferris, because guess what?
No, I mean, my entire music, like, library is just one big shuffle. Like, it'll go from Save Ferris to Dr. Dre, like, you know, drop of the hat. So... He does like a lot of like electronic music because it's, you know, good driving beats and whatnot. But when ska comes on, he tears it up.
Does he like two tone or third wave?
He's third wave. Yeah.
I was listening to a lot of two tone this week. Like there was a video we filmed at that reggae bar in Japan. And I just now found out what the song playing was and been driving me crazy for a while. I just held up my goddamn phone and did SoundCloud or SoundHound or whatever. After
SoundHound, yeah.
It turned out it was this band called Bad Manners.
Okay.
Really fucking good. And it turns out they're playing in LA and Tustin this week, but I'm not going to go.
No.
I want to go really bad. They look like a fun show. But,
so you're looking for in terms of like things to buy for this
Comic-Con,
week.
Comic-Con? Dude, the Big Trouble in Little China vinyl for sure.
And
I think as long as you get there early enough.
Preview night better be early enough because if they try and hold that shit off till the next day,
They'll have it for preview night. No, I mean just in terms of like getting there quickly because I know last year Mondo's their booth like had a line real quick.
Oh yeah, I mean they do everywhere though because they make they do the Nintendo model where they build up a bunch of hype, then they release way too few products, creates this huge buzz, and then people are willing to pay four times market value for it.
Yeah. I basically, I have two things that I want to hit for sure. I want to hit the Mondo booth and see what they have. Because a lot of times they'll have just like loose prints.
Yeah, prints.
Which, you know.
I think they had a Symphony of the Night print that they were doing this year. And if they do.
And then there's the other one, the Blood. What the hell is it called? I don't have it up anymore. Anyway. Bondo of Blood or
Bordello of Blood?
No, it's not Bordello, but it's a Castlevania thing. Whatever, doesn't matter. And then Jason Edmiston's booth. Have you seen that thing, dude?
Yes.
It's fucking rad.
He has a lot of those Big Trouble in Little China prints too, like the Eyes Without a Face, yep. Where it's like the floating orb guy, and
did you see that
one of Lopan?
Did you see that Jaws repaint that he did? He basically, him, it was a license thing where he redid the Jaws poster? Painting.
Is that the one with the donut? I guess not.
No. It's like a pretty true, like, one-to-one. But he's selling, I think he's only got 5 prints of each version.
Oof.
And it's like $800. And I'm like,
oh, because they're all original.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, nah, it's not. Nah, it's too much.
Yeah. I didn't even buy that Ed Gein one at the Little Miss that I wanted. I think they still have that, right? I'm sure they still have.
I'm sure they still have.
I don't think
it.
Anybody's ever bought it.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I think I'm going to go Saturday for
a bunch of cool shit going on. A
couple bunch of hours. So we'll see. We're going to go hit Aquabats and then I'll go into Comic-Con.
That's where we're going to go see Brian Posehn. And I'm going to give him a Taylor Swift shirt, whether he likes it or not.
Oh, that's right. You've been trying to do this for
since
2 years.
Last year. Yeah. Like, last year I'm thinking, oh, Brian Posehn is here. He's a giant fucking Yeti. He should be pretty easy to spot. Like, I could not spot that dude anywhere. And I was there, like, start to finish Comic-Con, like, every day last year, with the exception of Sunday. But this time...
There's a lot that distracts your eyes.
Yep. I'm going to be at the Casbah. I'm going to be, like, a few feet in front of him. And he's going to take a black
metal Taylor
Swift
shirt. Is
that Saturday? Thursday.
Thursday. Last Podcast on the Left is doing a thing, and I'm going to try to catch it. Okay, come on. I mean, I understand you don't like Zabrowski, but it'd still be a fun show.
I really wish I could find a show that's like Last Podcast without Zabrowski.
Oh my God.
Where it's funny, but it's like still super informative.
You're so ridiculous. The guy's actually like a comedic genius, and you're being an asshole about it.
You're throwing that word around. Yeah. Awfully
oh, come
sloppy.
On, you fucking guys.
I mean, like... Doesn't take a genius to talk about your balls and coming a bunch. I mean, Chris Franco does that.
No, come on. You, come on. He doesn't exclusively talk about his balls and coming all the
Most
time.
Most of the time, okay. A little no. bit of racist stuff. Yeah, a little bit of that. Ugh, goo. I'm having one.
Yeah, we do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but so the...
Yeah. It's gimmick infringement. Get off my jock, Zabrowski.
Oh, you think Zabrowski is stealing your bit?
Nah, dude. It's like a universal dude thing.
Yeah, whatever. All right, well, Comic-Con this week.
Yeah.
We'll see you there, maybe.
Be a bunch of cool shit.
What's in the news?
The only thing I saw was the company that makes Friday the 13th, the game, has a Ultimate Slashers edition coming out, and it's getting a lot of backlash because... They've essentially said that they're going to be abandoning the game altogether.
Yeah.
Because with the legal battle going on, they can't create any new content. They can't really do or fix anything that's not already in the game. So even though they've already designed the Uber Jason from Jason X and then the Grendel ship from Jason X, they can't put that in because it's not already released. So
what would they do with the ship?
Huh? They would be on the ship.
Oh,
that would be
as a map.
That would be a map, yeah. So what they're doing now is they're like,
damn,
taking the actual game, a poster, all the DLC that's already been made, and a mask, and just selling it. And so a lot of people are pissed because they're like, you know, you're just trying to squeeze every penny you can
before they can't make the product anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I mean, they're not even going to support the game anymore, and it's selling for $70. Which, I mean,
well, they'll still support the game. But you mean just in terms of future
updates
and patches and stuff like
no,
that?
No, they'll have to do patches. And
I don't know.
They just can't do any more new content.
Well, no, they've essentially said they're abandoning the game to work on other projects. So there's that.
Gosh, I hope not.
Because why would they keep working on a game that they can't make any more money off of? It just doesn't
They're
really
still making
any...
money off of it. They're still selling it.
I guess. But $70 for a game that sells for $15, a mask that you can get for like 20.
Yeah. That's brutal.
DLC that's just people running around in their underwear. Actually, that was the one I wanted was the pajama clothing pack.
Well, if you're expecting there to be a lot less moderation of the game, then just fucking hack that shit.
Yeah.
Just mod it.
But other than that, I didn't see really anything, at least that I cared about in terms of news.
Although you had a, not a would you rather, but a scenario for us.
Yeah.
Why don't you hit us with it?
Okay. So my friend posted this on Facebook.
Okay.
You can replace the cast of any movie with the Muppets, but you keep one of the human actors. What movie and which human do you keep?
Antichrist and Willem Dafoe.
Oh my God! Oh God, why?
Oh, wait. Serbian film and the baby.
Ah, the baby's the only... Well, but that baby's not even real.
He's real in the movie.
He's real.
No,
he's
that doesn't count.
He's real to me,
doesn't
damn
count.
It.
Doesn't count. Oh, gross.
Or you could do a Serbian film in Miloš.
Like, yeah, that'd just, be, that would work
if
better.
If he's just hate fucking a bunch of puppets, that'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
What about It? And It's the only humanoid in the fucking...
That would be kind of dope.
Bunch of puppets running around with their arms flailing in the air.
How about Predator, but with Schwarzenegger still in there? That so shit.
The Predators are Muppets?
Yes, dude.
That'd be pretty great.
That's awesome.
The little flex at the beginning would be pretty funny.
It would
too.
Be fucking hilarious.
You son of a bitch.
He's like, flexing with a just fucking
crushes
muppet.
A little puppet hand.
That's great.
That would be pretty good.
That works.
Yeah. What about you? What would you do?
What about like... Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm on the fucking horror train of thought now, and I'm just thinking of, like, all the slashers and shit. Let's see. What about, like, a comedy movie?
We got time for comedies!
What about Die Hard, and Bruce Willis is the only fucking human?
No, you have to have Hans Gruber as the only human.
That's true.
Because Hans Gruber freaking out around a bunch of Muppets would be fucking amazing.
There you go.
Well, by that logic, you could do literally any Nicolas Cage movie. And just keep him as the only one. Like, if you did...
Mom and Dad.
Face-off would be literally impossible.
If you did The Wicker Man... No, dude. If you did Face-Off, he would just walk around with a human body and a Muppet face.
And then they switch their bodies somehow.
That's the one. That's the one. That's the best one.
They have to alter his body to be a Muppet.
Dude, and can you imagine The Wicker Man?
It would be John Travolta. John Travolta as a Muppet with Nicolas Cage's actual face on it, and Nicolas Cage with John Travolta as a Muppet for his face,
like a piece of felt just on his face.
Holy shit, that would be incredible.
That's no one would buy that's it. That movie wouldn't make any sense anymore.
I don't know. I think I would buy.
I
that
think
movie.
It would make a lot of money.
Yeah, I would be totally into that. Kind of makes me want to see that Puppet Town Murders now, but I don't think
take
I'm
his face
gonna...
off. Speaking of movies coming up,
we're just going to plug Dark Web again.
We got Unfriended coming up this week.
We thought it was this week.
I'm so excited. I can't even
You're
handle
not
it.
Excited.
I'm so excited.
Why aren't we doing it this week?
Because you fucked up.
Oh, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're the one that set the calendar, my dude.
You're the one that told me when the movie came out. Wrong date.
Oh, no, I think someone.
You guys are a team. You both fucked up.
It's true.
One failed.
Chris's fault.
Both failed.
Chris's fault.
Chris's fault.
We'll blame it on Rhett too because he's not here.
Yeah,
that dick.
Not us. Fuck no. That.
There you go. Ruined everything.
So, but I break now, shit. It's what I do.
We get to do this movie, which was supposed to be King Sam's pick, but like.
By
royal decree, he let Alia do it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's a lot of pressure picking.
Very,
this
very
movie.
Kind.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it in a bit. We want to take a quick break or go right into it?
Let's take a quick break so I can get some more agua.
Okay.
Go pee-pee.
We'll be right back, dummies.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm still not buying burritos.
We're back!
We might buy burritos. We'll probably buy burritos.
I do not want a burrito today.
What do you want?
I don't know. I want to stay away from all the fatty shit because I literally baked 6 cookies and ate 4.5 of them last night.
You just baked 6?
Yeah, dude.
How do you do just 6?
It's the most amazing fucking recipe.
You toaster oven it?
No.
You heated you heated up your entire oven for 6 cookies?
I already had heated up the oven once because we made ribs yesterday.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
So, she made ribs yesterday.
I just did a fuck ton of dishes.
Nice. Hey, Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up with the Patreon, my dude?
Patreon is where the best of the best people come to support this show, like the homie Jamie Mollison. She goes around telling everybody we're her favorite show and promoting us on other shows.
So bullshitter.
She's fucking
bullshit
tight.
Artist.
Bullshit artist.
So yeah, you could be as cool as Jamie by going to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and helping us out with a small or large monthly contribution. That will also get you the episodes early before the general public gets them.
It'll general get you, scum.
Yeah, fucking normies. It'll get you exclusive merchandise like this cool Who Goes There pint glass George is drinking out of.
I am drinking out of the
is
pint glass.
Is that a pint glass?
It technically holds a pint, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
There you go.
Yeah, because 12 ounces right to about
you
here.
You get to pick the movie like King Sam would have done tonight. It's a very Patreon esque episode.
Yeah, it's a very socialist system, and we love it.
But you could also be like one of the other cool people who go to whogoestherepodcast.storenv.com and buy yourself a hat like the homie Zach Rainier just did.
I saw that. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you could buy shirts and all kinds of other cool stuff.
Cool.
So go do that.
Go do that.
Give us money so we can buy more Comic-Con shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wish. No, I wish we could use that allowance for Comic-Con shit.
We're about to drop over $200 on shipping.
Yeah,
sure.
Shipping and fuck. Yeah, these things are not going to be easy to ship.
No way.
Maybe we can hit a line to Corpse Tits and see how she did it. Probably not a bad idea.
Be like, yo, Dread Central. Yeah, right. Mail these fucking pint glasses.
So the Who Goes There podcast on Alia's suggestion, bequeathed to her by King Sam, 1988's The Blob, directed by Chuck Russell, written by Theodore Simonson and Kay Linklater. Starring Kevin Dillon, Shawnee Smith, who I have the biggest crush on. And have forever.
Let's see if she gets
Donovan Leitch, Jeffrey DeMunn, Candy Clark, Joe Seneca, Del Close, Paul McCrane, Sharon Spellman, Bo Billingsley, Art LaFleur, and some other folks.
I don't know if she's actually been naked or not.
I mean, I'm sure she's been naked.
In her life.
She showered.
Oh, you just mean in movies.
Yeah.
She was great in the Saw series.
Who is she in the Saw series?
She's one of the original victims, and then she ends up being like one of the acolytes.
Protégé.
Oh, Mr. She's Amanda?
Saw. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there she is in Saw right there.
There she be.
None of these are her boobs.
So, Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What'd you think of The Blob?
I don't think I've ever seen The Blob before.
Okay.
The Blob is cool as fuck.
Okay.
This movie was so much fun. I don't know why I haven't watched it in the last 30 years, but as soon as it went on, I'm like, okay, this is whatever. This is like a Chris Franco movie. And then as soon as like the blob like starts popping off, it's like, oh shit, that dude just got eaten. They ate a fucking kid, which was cool. It gets
at least one kid,
multiple of them.
A little weird towards the end.
Yeah, I think after they discover the conspiracy, sort of, it's like, Turn it off.
It kind of gets a little all over the place, and a little bit of the CG was really jarring, but for the most part, it was fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think?
I was really happy that it stood up as well as it did. I mean, it's obviously super fucking dated, but I was a little apprehensive going back to see it because I haven't seen this movie in like over a decade.
Yeah.
We used to watch it when we were kids. Me and my brother would watch it every time it came on when we had the free cable
HBO
subscriptions and stuff. But I really liked it.
So I too had not seen The Blob before today.
Yo, this movie's fucking great. It's so good. I'm like, there's no way George is going to hate this. He's either seen it and he loves it or he's about to love it.
It's, I don't even want to say it's held up. It's just great.
It's really good. This is what I want out of Chris Franco movies. When Chris is like, yo, we got this 80s movie and it's really fun and I have all these rose-colored glasses, I'm like, okay, cool. And then I'm like, oh, you kind of just like the cheesy 80s bit of it.
See, this is, if this, give me more of this.
Yeah.
give me more of this 80s stuff, because this is great.
Rad practical effects.
It's scary, dude. I remember it scared the shit out of me when we were a kid.
That's exactly it. Rad practical effects that don't look shitty. Mm-hmm. The acting is it's fine. There, it's 80s. It's 80s as fuck. You know, it's not bad 80s stuff.
There.
The plot is,
to be fair, fine. Sometimes the acting is not there. Was that movie you watched with the sorority, with that guy that wanted to run a sorority so he could have, like,
Debbie, no. Boarding House.
There you go, that one.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't think anything could be as bad as Boarding House.
There was no acting in that movie. Great.
We have got to hit up Edmund again.
Yeah.
Maybe. He's got some things
I'm sure he's got another gem for us.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, despite, you know, obviously, Kevin Dillon, to this day, Brian Flagg, the biker kid.
Okay.
Because still, to this day, can't act very well. Ignoring him.
That guy's still getting work?
Yeah, man. He was in that show Entourage, I believe.
Was he?
I think
I'm going to look him up.
So,
Brian Flagg.
Yeah, he was in Entourage. Hmm. Let's take a quick break while you look at that.
No, go ahead. Keep talking.
It's just a really fun movie. I actually,
it's that dude.
It is that dude.
I would have never guessed it was that dude. Mark McGrath looking ass.
He is a Mark McGrath. A little bit though. A little bit more on the Riri side of Mark McGrath looking ass.
He was
ass.
In the Doors too. This dude was in a bunch of shit. He's in Platoon.
Uh huh.
How does he keep getting these good roles?
I mean, I don't know. Is he a good actor? Maybe he is.
Maybe.
I feel like he's not.
I feel like you have to ask that question, you know?
But yeah, dude, like, you know, Shawnee Smith, is so adorable in this entire movie.
And, like, admirable as fuck, dude. She is strong.
Yeah. She's great.
And then she gets, like, Super Rambo at the end, which is fine.
Fine by me.
I mean, it was fun. That part was fun.
One of my favorite aspects is that they did not give a fuck about
anything,
anybody.
Nope. Yeah,
like maybe Shawnee Smith, just because she was like the main character. Yeah. But
it's like, hey, do you want to be introduced to a whole bunch of characters and then watch them die?
Yes, that's all I've ever wanted.
Yeah, when homeboy, the not the quarterback but like the football player, they go on a date and he gets murked in the first 10 minutes.
Which guy, the creepy one or the other one?
The boyfriend. They go on a date,
the date rapey guy with
the other one.
Okay.
The first boyfriend. Date.
Yeah. Okay. But he's not the boyfriend yet.
Not, well, yeah.
He's trying.
Yeah.
When he gets off,
you're like,
oh,
he's
like,
the main character. Oh,
the boyfriend
he's
figure,
dead.
Yeah.
And that effect, when he's like trying to push his way out of the blob.
Dude. And that's on the cover. So I'm thinking like, okay, that's going to be like the payoff, you know, it's going to be late in the movie. No, it's right in the fucking beginning.
Yeah.
He's like just ripping flesh off of people left and right. I didn't get how at the beginning the blob is on that homeless dude's hand and suddenly his bottom torso
probably
is gone.
Because the way he's
laying. It started to take over his body. Started
yeah, the
oh,
way
that
he's
makes
laying.
Sense. He's laying.
Started
your hand sits
the
by
the blob
your hip.
Started growing geometrically.
Dude, and it's still.
It's, yes, dude.
Okay, so I wasn't the only one. I was like, I think that doesn't make any sense.
Exponentially is the word he was looking
okay,
for.
Okay, good. I thought I was just dumb about it. I'm like,
well, it really depends on how it's growing. I mean, it could be growing geometrically.
It's not. It's a fucking blob. I don't know. That's like algorithmically.
I don't know that's how math works, but I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm not that good at math.
It even had like all of those really shitty 80s tropes. Like at the very beginning, when they first introduce Homeboy on the motorcycle and he throws the beer can across the bridge, I'm like, I bet you at some point in this movie, he jumps his motorcycle over that fucking bridge.
Yeah.
And he tried it and he failed and then he fucking succeeded in jumping
Nailed
over
it.
The bridge when it counted.
I did appreciate that he was performing that jump for literally no one.
Yeah, right? No, it was just adrenaline.
He's just doing it, just to do it.
He's like, you know what? But I can fucking jump my bike.
And that old dude, that old bum is collecting cans there. Why? Like, what? Would there be a collection of cans under there always?
Is there? Oh, yeah, no.
It's the drinking bridge.
The drinking bridge.
Oh, yeah, there you go, yeah. It provides shade. It's something that provides shade. Yeah. You always got to drink by shade if you're drinking.
One of my favorite bits is when that date rapey kid, he has that like full bar in the back of his truck.
Right. He's got the little blender too, or not the blender.
Yeah, he's got a little hand blender, dude. I was dying, man.
It's like, my dude, why don't you just use a spoon or a straw or your finger? Yeah. You gotta put your finger in other places they shouldn't be. Why not put them in your drink?
He wasn't just gonna date rape her. He was gonna straight up rape her.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, she was passed out. I mean, like, I think he was trying to use the loophole of, like, I'm gonna tell her everything I'm doing, and she's just not objecting because he's like, oh, this is a cute blouse. I'm just going to undo this button. Is that cool? Like, you're not objecting. All right.
Conversation with himself.
Let me help you out with this button. Oh, does that feel better? Mm-hmm. I bet it does.
Yep. Oh, nice breeze, huh? Oh, you're still warm. Here's another button. Boop. Boop. Going to reach over and grab some titty now. Sorry about that.
And then you're dead.
Yep.
And then he comes because he's not going to get close.
So while we're talking about that, do you think the blob is sentient?
Obviously.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. It's not just like a zombie with like a need to feed, like an instinctual thing. You think he's self-aware and he's like, okay,
well, yeah, when
I want to eat
okay,
that.
Okay, stop gendering
this.
The fucking blob, okay? I told him when he started telling it, I'm like, how is it blob a he, dude? It's obviously... doesn't have any genitalia. It's a blob. It's all
fine.
The same.
It does have very except for dick-like protrusions.
Dude, when it's
but it all becomes a thing close together
but
too,
when
like
it's
a little
blob,
jelly.
It's true.
When its blobness went down the manhole cover, it seriously looked like duck dicks. And it was like grabbing onto that lady's hair, and I'm like, oh, those are fucking duck dicks. Dude,
oh
I bet they
God.
Just put a bunch of duck dicks.
Man,
in there.
There are times when I am watching the blob effects and I'm trying to figure out how they did it.
Oh yeah,
it's so effective in some scenes. Like yeah, and you know in the later part of the movie,
the phone booth
when the blob is kind of like it's got teeth and shit and it's growling. Like yeah, it's a little bit silly. But some of the original stuff where it's like coming out of or coming going down a drain and it's just sort of like pulling itself into the drain. I was like, damn, this is really fucking. I mean, these effects are incredible.
That's why I was asking you if you thought it was sentient, because we were talking about it as we were watching the movie, and I was like, not only is he probably sentient, but I think he's just got a really fucking wicked sense of humor.
He's a wicked pisser.
Well, because like when that girl's in the phone booth and she's like, what? He's on his way to the diner, and then the blob's like, yo, he's right here. I got him. Don't trip.
Yeah, you know? Gotcha, fam.
Yeah, and then like they're in the
got him.
They're in the kitchen, and the woman is like plunging the sink and nothing. And I'm thinking the blob's sitting there like, yo, how fucking funny is it going to be when I get the dishwasher from the sink? Watch this shit. Ah, gotcha.
Oh, you mean that sentient?
Yeah.
You mean like this
like,
blob has a sense
yeah,
of humor?
Like he's just a fucking dick. Like, and the more I thought about it, every time I see a kill, it's like.
Well, it's obviously hunting.
He's
so
kind of
gotta
a
be
dick.
Sentient.
Yeah. And then he killed a kid.
He did kill a kid. That was rad.
I didn't know if Ollie was throwing me off because like. When they're running through the sewers,
I was
like,
in the kitchen. I ran in the kitchen to grab our dinner.
Yeah, it was like when they were in the sewers and the kid falls in the water. I'm like, God damn it. They better fucking kill that kid. Like if bullets and shit aren't killing this blob and that girl goes in there and manages to get the kid, that's going to be bullshit. And Ollie goes, well, like they're not going to kill the kid. And then suddenly the kid pops up. The blob's like, aha, I won't. Gotcha.
Yeah, that was good.
Dead ass kid.
Yeah, that kid coming out of the water was unbelievable because, you know, he was asking for help. But at that point, he's basically just a skeleton with some blob meat on him. Mm-hmm. Fucking gnarly.
Yep. And then did you notice that the one kid, when they were in the theater, gave the guy behind him the Seinfeld look, where he kind of just turned and gave him the stink eye while he's talking? Like, and the second time, he should have just like kind of shushed him, but then you're risking a punch in the face.
Yeah.
He's like, could you please be quiet? You shut up. He throws popcorn at him. I'm like, that's totally George. Just sitting there talking through the whole movie, telling kids to shut up.
You shut your whore mouth.
Shut up.
With his Hilti hat.
Watch, he's gonna get it right here. Watch.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you think, oh, well, of course it was, but like.
It played with a yo-yo, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, it did play with a yo-yo. Do you think that the director of this film was trying to write a love letter to the thing?
Yes.
Like on purpose?
I mean, I don't even know if it's necessarily a love letter. I think it was kind of just like, let's rip this idea off, but make it our own. You know, like, I like what they're doing. We can do something like that, but different.
I mean, I gotta feel that it's more, it's less rippy-offy and more homage.
It is.
Because the poster of the movie that they went to
yeah,
go see
you're right. yeah, yeah.
looks like the Thing poster. And that can't have been an accident.
No. And I mean, even from the name of the movie, The Blob, you know, and yes.
Well.
Well, you were dead on with your guess of the years earlier. Like
I wasn't guessing.
But you knew,
searched that shit, dude. Oh, it doesn't take beforehand? Fucking long. Yeah.
No, but like we were just talking about it and you're like, it came out 7 years before, like just so matter of factly. And I'm like, oh, it must have come out 7 years
before. So I've only seen tidbits of the 1958 The Blob.
I don't know if I've seen.
And I know in the 1958 version, the blob is literally just a blob the whole time. It doesn't ever like grow.
Look grimy. And
it doesn't ever like grow fingers and like it doesn't ever growl. It's just it's rolling over things. So I do kind of appreciate that they gave it more.
Grotesque
life.
Look.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
it out of it.
Yeah.
Some fucking Tetsuo, some fucking.
I almost watched that last night.
Akira shit right there.
It was good.
I almost watched Tetsuo last night.
That was one of the other movies I considered Akira because, like, because you're always like, oh, you're in the anime, you watch anime, and I'm like, yes, I do, and hey, so I figured
dude,
that would
Akira
be a good
one. Been
yeah.
Dope as
hey,
fuck.
But Ninja Scroll is better.
No, no, it's not. Shut up, and you're about to get punched. You're so close
Ninja
to like
Scroll is
bloody
not,
ear, dude.
It is
you
not
better shut
better
up.
Than Akira.
You better shut up.
You remember Dimes? Like when we were doing Vampire Hunter D and the whole episode.
Oh
was
right,
like,
right. But what about
Ninja
Scroll?
Is better.
Better.
But what about Ninja Scroll? Ninja
like, Scroll nah, dude. Better. No one's talking about
fucking
Ninja
idiot.
Scroll.
No, Akira is badass.
What'd you guys think about the twist? Is that where it fell apart a little bit for you? It's a twist.
I think you can almost, like, yeah, that's where it slows down. That's where it really, from the very beginning, it's not, you know, you get 15 minutes in and it kind of never stops until that part.
Well, and see, right before that, I had the thought, like, man, they're an hour into this hour and a half long movie and they have not even thought of any kind of plan to take care of this thing yet. And then suddenly it's like, oh, guess
because
what?
Because it's obviously out of the control of regular civilians. I think like they made it pretty clear that people do not stand a chance. Rocks and sticks and barriers, nothing works to keep this thing out.
Maybe they just would have thought it was too bleak, you know, just.
They ended it on a pretty fucking bleak note.
They all lived happily ever after.
Mad
oh,
scientist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That wasn't even
not
scientist.
Mad scientist.
That was the preacher bringing about the end of days. That was
crazy.
Other than that scene at the very end, I'm uncertain as to what his role in this whole thing was.
I think that might have just been it, like to sort of leave it off on a note, on a like wonder, something for the future, maybe. Hmm?
The Church of Blob.
Yeah,
there's a Blob too, right?
In my mind, there are no sequels.
I don't
and
know.
This movie is untarnished.
I don't even know.
I'm sure there are. I'm going to check.
I did like the idea of him collecting a little piece of it and keeping it as like a pet. That was kind of neat.
I don't think he kept it as a pet. Like that was a.
It was like a pet. I mean, he kept it in a jar. Like if you're going to keep cockroaches.
Well, it's the next messiah for him, right? Yeah. Like it's the it's how he's going to bring Armageddon on the earth, but. I did like that he kept in a little jar and, you know, that was pretty
It's how he's going to commit mass murder is basically.
You know what this movie did?
Hmm.
It basically smashed The Thing and Terminator 2 together with that whole liquid nitrogen bit at the end.
And it's like, except for the, well, I guess The Thing's purpose was never known. So yeah, if it's a smash up.
Yeah, that, I mean, you're talking about the liquid nitrogen thing. That was like the thing I had an issue with.
Smashing.
Because they just had this giant fire extinguisher there for no reason. Everybody that was in that team seemed to have one specialty item. Like the guy had the rocket launcher and he was the only one.
It's like a video game.
Then there was the girl.
Okay with that.
Well, so, but they had that giant fire extinguisher for no reason.
It's not a giant fire extinguisher.
The
it's a
one
regular
was,
size.
It's a snow machine.
No, there was a fire extinguisher.
But when they figured it out, that was
the
clue of the man.
When,
yeah. When they were running into the church, right before they ran into the fucking church.
So the guy's got the flamethrower and he's trying to shoot at it.
Yeah.
And the blob goes, I don't think so. And he sticks his finger in the end of the flamethrower.
And then the flamethrower blows up.
Yep. It sets
the dude on fire. Dude, I think you might have a point. That blob is funny as fuck.
Right, dude. He's just like, nah, I don't think so, fam. He just sticks his finger in there like Bugs Bunny.
I'm going to esket it.
And, then she's just like, oh, let me put this dude out with this fire extinguisher. And then she sprays it at the blob. And she's like, oh, it's cold. It can't take the cold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, so it's.
But they knew that from earlier.
It's the anti-thing. When did they know that from earlier?
In the fridge. When they're at the restaurant. And
I must have missed the scene in the fridge.
When he goes like, go to the freezer. They go to the freezer. And the Blom tries to sneak in under the door. And then it backs off because it's cold.
Oh, that might have been when I was cutting my toenails.
That might have been like the first little clue. And then when they were like, when she noticed that it was retreating from the fire extinguisher, 2 and 2 = 4. That's geometric.
No, it's not. Nobody knows. What is geometry?
That fucking...
is geometry?
That fucking... that doctor, the black dude, was so unbelievably like... capery.
Okay,
like,
so when
he was so crazy, dude.
When he was in the background, did it look like his eyes were both lazy and wandering in different directions?
Yes.
Okay. I thought so, because he just looked like his eyes were all white and they were just pointing like this, like Gina Lynn's tits.
He seemed so conspiracy theory that I was like, they've gone too far. Because he was like, and then this town is just useless for us. And it's like, what the fuck? Like,
and then he did the Mr. Burns.
Yeah, dude. He was so far past, like, you know, normal Count government Olaf agent
almost,
that it was like, it was
cackling.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a kind of comedically villainous villain.
Maybe on purpose.
I don't know. See, that I think is kind of lending to the movie falling apart at the end. Like, they kind of just got about an hour in. They're
he became a character.
We've spent so much time killing shit that we forgot to actually figure out how this movie ends.
At least they killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
He got good.
The Blob killed him. The Blob killed so many people. I love it.
And then they started shooting at the Blob in the manhole. And I'm like, yo, you think that Blob's not smart enough to move out of the way?
Right?
You fucking idiots.
You've seen him take all kinds of other damage and your bullets aren't going to do anything. He just ate this fucking guy in half.
Yeah.
Took a rocket launcher. Well, I mean, he didn't really take the rocket launcher.
I don't think he really ate him in half either.
that little bit where he slaps the dude, the Blob. Oh, yeah. We keep saying he. I say he.
Yeah.
Why are you gendering the Blob?
I'm sorry.
Sexless.
It's obviously a woman with its giant gaping
vagina. No, it's not a woman. It's not a woman. It's a fucking Blob.
If anything, it's more male than female.
Is it?
No.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get that.
Because it's stupid and violent for no reason.
There
I don't
you
know.
Go.
But it didn't make any dick jokes.
He kind of did, though.
I don't know. He had those duck dicks coming through the fucking sewer lid.
The duck dicks.
See, I mean, if you've seen a duck dick,
those look like
were
salad
duck
fingers.
Dicks.
Have you guys, you've seen it.
Duck dicks?
I think I've shown it to Alia. What? The duck dick video?
No, but I've seen duck dicks.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners. Do yourself a favor.
Have I told you?
Have you ever seen a tortoise dick?
Corkscrew pasta?
No, I don't want to hear about it. Honestly, I was going to mention this earlier. Your mother's obsession with duck dick has been passed on over the fucking generations. Like, what the hell?
Think they're fascinating.
Stop mentioning duck dick.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They navigate labyrinths.
Yeah, they're reverse corkscrews because
they do not navigate
duck vaginas.
Duck vaginas are labyrinthian.
Yeah, they're regular corkscrews or they're reverse corkscrews. Yeah. It's incredible. It's an incredible feat
life
of biology.
Finds a way.
It's geometric.
Maybe, yeah, actually, yeah.
Don't fuck
actually,
with it.
Yes, that,
that
is.
Might actually
that
be
is
geometric. Duck dick. The scenes, I think my favorite scenes of the Blob were the ones where it was on the ceiling.
Where Bob the Blob, you can call him Bob.
Blob, blah, blah.
Blob, blah, blah.
Blob, Bob.
The movie theater scene in particular was really, really fucking cool.
With the movie theater, how did it get there?
From the projector room. It just went...
Okay. How did it get into the movie?
Were you guys watching this
movie?
It's
a hunter. It's sentient.
Were you guys watching this movie with subtitles on?
No.
Multiple times it said, God damn it. What was the term that it used?
Blobbing intensifies.
It was something along those lines where it was like gooey splashing or something like that. I'm like, that's really fucked up. That's fucking gross.
That's kind of sexy.
It is kind of sexy. Ooh,
gooey splashing. Okay. Sploosh.
Yeah. The theater scene was great.
That theater scene was incredible. I mean, I really liked it. And then, like, the pure panic that happens in that scene.
The phone booth is still one of my favorites, though.
Man, I really like that yo-yo
guy. Like, the violence of the explosion when he actually gets through, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oof.
It's the face of the yo-yo guy when he's hanging from the ceiling and the blob is totally playing with the yo-yo. Don't mind me, nothing going on up here. Digesting your coworker.
And it was funny too, like the blob would do things. I think you're right, man.
He's just a fucking dick, right?
I think he's a comedic genius, the blob.
That finger in the flamethrower, man, that got me good. That got me good. And then what's Shawnee Smith falling off the tanker at the end, getting her foot caught up?
Dude, she gets her foot stuck.
Dying. Like, yes, get her. Getting away, Blobby. I love this movie. I'm disappointed in myself that it's taken me 30 years to watch this.
I agree. This is a great flick. And I say that with no irony sarcasm attached to it, dude. It's just fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun 80s movie, and it's just a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even think you need to classify it as like a fucking 80s movie. Like, ugh.
You know, I was thinking about it before we came in, too, and I was, I don't know if it was because it was at the beginning of this movie, and I didn't know how awesome it was yet, but I was just thinking about how much horror we watch and how it's really easy to get jaded, and like, if you don't have something that just stands out or is really good, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle, but like, this
something
is
something that sparkles.
Oh, this is just sparkled. This sparkled like fucking blob rocks at the end of the movie. It was beautiful. And I want more of this. I want to feel that alive again. Like, I was normally, if I'm watching a movie and Alia starts talking to me, I'll like pay attention to her and kind of tune out the movie a little bit, but I actually like,
or vice versa.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I want to make a spelling correction real quick here, a grammar correction. When he's watching a movie and Alia, when Alia starts talking to me, not if Alia starts talking to me.
Right.
This time I actually shushed her because it was like during the scene where
quiet bitch.
Well, it was when the fucking villainous doctor was talking to his other homeboy and they were exposing like the whole plot and how it was a government thing. And she's going on about like, oh, if it was like, you know,
I'm just like thought rambling. My thoughts are all just like, I'm thinking them and they're just coming out
if
my
mouth.
If
you have the biological one, but you could also like input a robot into it. So
I'm thinking practical purposes for actually making a blob a military
and
weapon. I'm
he's explaining
like,
why it's important.
It doesn't make sense though, but I'm trying to make sense of it.
That's where it really, okay, if we're going to be nitpicky, that's where the movie really falls apart because like there's no contingency plan for when the blob gets out of control.
At first, I forgave the scientists. Because I thought, okay,
it's just
alien thing, and they see potential, so they're gonna try and
Because you know, like, what are they gonna do? They're gonna weaponize it, and then they're gonna be like, well, it's going to the sewers. Block off the manholes, and I go,
that was his plan all along. Well, if we contain it,
that ain't gonna work, my dude.
We'll just contain it,
and then what?
It's contained. It's not a problem.
It's
just
contained. It's fucking. It'll run out of food.
So there's a line in it where they were talking about. I think when he had first seen the blob, and he says, "Oh yeah," I think it was the scientist guy, and he says, "Oh yeah, this is gonna put us way ahead of or American defense way ahead of Russia." And I was like, "What does this have to do with defense? Like, what are you guys even talking about?"
Well, they're probably saying like, drop it in the middle of a city and let the blob go crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, this was before I realized that it wasn't actually just a thing from outer space. It was
planet blob,
a government created biological.
Yeah, weapon. Dude, when they pull that satellite thing out of the ground and it's got the American flag, I was like, oh my god, fuck off.
Speaking of biological weapons,
as
there
if
was,
the CIA would ever put their signature on anything like that.
Yeah, right.
There, the scene in the sewers, that really felt like that scene in Resident Evil 2 where the alligator's coming out and you gotta fight him and blow up his face with the oxygen tank. There was a bunch of other scenes that seemed really familiar when the blob comes out of the sink and he spreads
when they're
across
first
the
going
ceiling.
Through the sewer and they're like wading through the water.
Alien.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of homage in this movie.
Yeah.
But also, there's a lot of
original,
modern day stuff.
I think it gives and
that
takes
has
homages.
That have taken from this film. I mean, it's very clear. A lot of the stuff that happens in this film. Yeah. Has been used by other films, video games.
Scary sinks.
What have you. Mm-hmm. The scariest sink.
Yeah. I don't know what else you could say about how awesome it is, because
this
really
this was
awesome.
One of the movies that me and my brother always watched when it was on. Like, if it was on, we watched it.
It's been forever.
Yeah, it's been ages. Feels like.
Well, I'm glad
Choice.
I'm glad we were forced to watch this.
Yeah. This is one of those times when I'm like, this 80s movie?
I thought maybe a lot of people haven't seen it. It's not one of those movies that makes like top 40s lists.
It might very often. Though, it's really fucking good.
Yeah.
Dude, even if we want to go, I want to rewind a little bit and go back to the date rape scene.
Okay.
That when he goes to grab her boob and his hand gets like stuck.
The tentacles come out.
And her face like implodes. Mm-hmm. That scene, the fucking effects are incredible, yeah. Man.
He's like, oh, you wanted some sucking action? I got some sucking action for you.
Yep.
Sucked her face right in. Sucked right into. It's that fucking sense of humor. That
or that other scene where the guy, it was one of the military guys, and he's got that suit on, the white suit with the face mask. And you see the blob coming up out of his neck. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude.
And it was such a quick scene. It was just blip, like these pink bubble gums coming up, and then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I just love it. I want to gush about this movie, but I just want to say it's so good.
And we've mentioned like a dozen deaths, and there's probably more.
I think the biggest thing about it is it's rewatchable.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of these like, okay, I've seen it. And I'm done now. Yeah. I could rewatch this movie probably like once a month.
I picked it because I wanted to watch it again.
It made me want to watch other like I've been wanting to watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers, the one with Donald Sutherland.
Mm-hmm.
And after watching this, I'm like, I really want to watch Invasion of the Body Snatchers now. It's been forever since I've seen it. And I feel like it would have a similar kind of feel to it. Not as fun, I think, but still.
Yeah. I was actually blown away. Yeah. I started watching
Yeah,
I started watching it at lunch today and I was like, okay, here we go. Like as usual with these fucking movies. And I got 30 minutes in and I was like, holy shit, this is I have to stop and I had to watch it here at home
because
I had to watch it on the TV because I was like, I can't just watch this on my phone.
Yeah.
So good. I'm really happy with this film.
Me too.
Yay.
Good job, Sam, in letting Alia pick a movie.
You did good.
You gotta give praise to the king. I mean,
yeah,
he's the king
somehow.
But good job, Alia, picking this movie. Because if we would have talked about, I almost said Judge Dredd, but if we would have talked about Club Dredd instead, I would have been like, yeah, it's fun. You know, it's a cool little stoner comedy with people dying, mm-hmm. some boobs. But this, it's like, oh, I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I was actually even thinking, watching this movie for the first time, I wonder if we know any artists in San Diego that do hyper-realistic tattoos to get, like, that dude's face, like, the first guy that gets it in the...
The boyfriend? Or the boyfriend figure. The boyfriend figure. He's
even
not really
the comedy was, I think, like, the timing was so great. Like, that, okay, so...
Like he's like, timing is everything, and he asked the girl out while he's concussed.
That's a good example. Another good example is when after they had bought the condoms, they go to the chick's house, and the dad goes, ribbed, and I was like, dude, that's fucking great.
It's cock-blocked his boy without even knowing it.
It's a cool little moment, man. It's not necessarily subtle, but it's good timing. He drops the newspaper and he just says ribbed.
You looked very Jack Black-esque when you said that.
Well, thank you. I was told at the office today that they saw my movie, and I was like, which movie? And they're like, Jumanji. I was like, fuck.
Shallow Hal. No, you're fat.
Well, you've got a beard. You wear glasses. Fuck you, man.
You look like George Washington. I could fuck with that.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the blob.
Yeah. It was great.
It was great.
It's great. I don't know how many times I'm going to say it's great. It's good.
And I don't know how we keep doing it, but the dudes over at Say Live Satan.
Are they doing it this week?
They are.
What the fuck,
dude? I don't know.
First, it was that other show that kept releasing movies at the same time.
Well, at least that other show. Well,
but this is kind of weird because it's actually an old movie.
Yeah. Well, at least Say Live Satan. Those guys aren't dicks.
Yeah.
Fuck that other show.
Yeah, fuck that other show. You know, what's funny is that even so, you picked this movie and then we posted on our Patreon, like, hey, we're doing the July Patreon episode. What do you guys want? And Little Turk is like, I want The Blob. And it's like, pick something else because I think we're already doing that. So,
yeah.
Not only was Little Turk happy, James is happy because there's an 80s movie that you like.
Uh-huh.
We're all happy because
I got to watch The Bob again.
That movie was fucking awesome. Weird.
And it was still satisfying.
This is perfect.
You know, if Chris was sitting in this room,
he would be gobsmacked.
He realized that we'd never seen The Blob, like, he would probably quit again.
Like, you know, well, yeah. and also that we all universally loved it.
Yeah.
Not that we just liked it, but like.
Yeah, you're surprising me, man. Like, for a while, you became the one that hated everything, and now you're liking dumb shit that I would never figure you'd like. I'm wearing off on you. I'm making you dumber.
That's not true. I mean, look, I like dumb stuff. I just don't like boring stuff.
Speaking of dumb stuff, I had a dream about a turkey from Thanksgiving the other night. Mm-hmm. It was a really fun dream. Nice. I wish I could remember any of it, but I remember.
Gobble, gobble, bitch.
I woke up and I told Ollie, I had a dream about turkey. And she's like, the country? Actual turkeys? No, the one from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, what is like, it? Dream
well,
about
that's turkey. The part of the story that you were missing.
Yeah.
It was the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think The Blob, 6 thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you've never 6 seen it, definitely go see it.
Duck dicks up.
Give them the duck dicks.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for The Blob, episode 172. We are done. Mm-hmm. Matt Smith?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the links?
You can find us on social media, pretty much all of them. If you go to Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or Twitch, where Who Goes Their Podcast. If you go to Letterboxd, which I am using more, and the Tweety Box.
The Tweety Bits.
At Who Goes Their Pod.
Actually, you can also Google Lauren Ashley Carter, mm-hmm. and we're about 10 down.
Are we?
Yeah, it's great.
We're becoming synonymous.
Yeah.
We're just latching ourselves onto Lauren.
Speaking of Lauren.
Slowly infiltrating the wrestling community.
Let's see. I met some dudes the other night. Let's see if I can.
Is this Danny's best friend?
No. No, I at the Machete event, which was called Bruce Campbell, if you will, I met these guys called Sam Hell, the band.
Oh, right.
And the reason why I was like tuned into them is, you know, they were playing some music and it's like, it's very folky, very, you know, in that, but like, you know, it's got sort of like a deathy kind of edge. And
didn't they call themselves like Blackgrass?
Yeah. I think it's like Danny's version of Murder Folk. Yeah. And at one point the singer goes, all right, well, we're here, you know, we're talking about B movies and we all love zombies and whatnot. And he goes, how about a little movie called Jug Face? And I was like,
your ears perk up.
Holy shit, I know that movie. And he was like, no, but I'm like, no, me, I know that fucking
movie. I've talked to the director and the star, fuck you.
So yeah, it was really cool. And then afterwards, I talked to him for a little bit and I was like, you know, Lauren Ashley Carter is one of our best internet friends. I could send along the song that you made. And he was like, oh my God, that's fucking cool. So I sent it along, and Lauren Ashley Carter loved it.
Oh,
so they are called Sam Hell, and it's two fellas that play some good music.
I know there was like 3 or 4 of them.
Two fellas,
huh? Mm.
Two cool. fellas and
a banjo, and some chains, and a wheelchair.
Interested. I wonder if they drag something from the wheelchair or if they ride
stop.
The wheelchair like
stop,
a sled.
Stop,
one of the
stop,
guys
stop.
Is in a wheelchair, you fucker.
What are the chains for?
Well, the other guy's got functioning legs.
So what are the chains for?
What do you mean? He uses them as percussion.
Oh, okay.
He attaches them to his ankles.
Gotcha. You're like, the other guy has working legs. I'm like, how is that relevant?
I'll probably cut out some of this, some of this shit at the end here. But yeah, that's it. No, they were really cool guys, and I'm sure we'll do something with them in the future.
Cool.
All right, that's the Who Goes Your Podcast for episode 172.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's hot.
It is hot.
It's very hot.
Go get a burrito.
No burritos.
No burrito. Go get
carne asada fries.
There you go. All right, you idiots. I hate your fucking guts. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll
ever get out of this world alive.